Now, breaking news this afternoon from Kerry, and we're joined on the line by Irish Examiner sports editor Tony Lean with the latest on the Kingdom managerial story. Tony.
Colm, yeah, it appears now confirmed that Peter Keane will be the next Kerry manager, and the 47-year-old from Killorglin will replace Eamon Fitzmaurice, and that will be ratified at a board meeting on Monday night. And look, as you know, it's, even though the short list was very short, there's been quite a bit of wild and aimless speculation in the last couple of weeks about Jack O'Connor and about Maurice Fitzgerald, and it seemed, according to some people, that Peter Keane had drifted from one-time favourite in August to being the outsider. But I think, in fairness to the executive members and Tim Murphy, the county board chairman, they had a particular strategy. They kept their head down. They weren't going to engage in any of the speculation, idle or otherwise. And it looks like they've got their man. And I think probably what would have been a very relevant thing for Murphy in particular is that they have actually set up a pathway up through the underage grades, and so it would have been time for Peter Keane to progress. And if they had gone in a different direction, you might have justifiably asked the question, well, what about this pathway that you're creating? You know, you just seem to be able to deviate off it when it suits, but they haven't deviated off that, and Keane will make the big step up, and it will be confirmed on Monday.
Okay, now, a lot of speculation, as you said, and a lot of names bandied around the last couple of weeks. Almost as much attention, Tony, on who would be in the backroom team as who the manager would be. Any insight in who will be alongside Peter Keane on the sideline in 2019?
Again, you know, the key names that were always going to be out there. Well, there's a lot of names, as you said, out there, but Tony Buckley has been a name that's been floated in with every management option. He's obviously left Mayo, and it appeared at one stage in this process that Tony had almost become the kingmaker, that, you know, whoever was going to be the next Kerry manager would have Tony Buckley as part of his management team. And whether that's true or not, what it does reflect is it does reflect the respect in which he is held. It does reflect the regard in which he is held as a coach, you know, not just nationally, like, but back at home in Kerry. And he had a very brief and truncated experience 6 years ago as part of Jack O'Connor's management team. That didn't last long. And I would imagine Tony, being the proud Castle Island man that he is, would always have wanted to go back in particular circumstances, and be part of a future management team. I wouldn't be surprised if he is. And similarly, Colm, I wouldn't be surprised, even though he might have been seen as Peter Keane's main rival for this position, I would not be surprised if Maurice Fitzgerald actually remained on. It would make sense to me, because obviously Peter Keane is going into his first inter-county senior job. Maurice Fitzgerald has been there for the last two campaigns under Eamon Fitzmaurice, and so both in terms of continuity and both in terms of experience of the setup, I feel anyway, obviously, it would make sense for Maurice to be involved. Now, whether Maurice will want to be involved, because obviously, you know, the fact that he assumed the responsibilities and the role of principal in Killorston Eskelliga only at the start of September, if that was going to be the primary reason that he was basically precluded from going for the number one position, then you ask the question, well, how limiting would that be in terms of him remaining on as a selector? Obviously, there's not the same level of responsibility, but there is still a lot of responsibility, and there is still obviously the trek from Carnarvon to Killarney.
And finally, Tony, I suppose that sense of continuity is probably even more important now, the fact that you don't have Kieran Donaghy, Anthony Maher, and a number of other senior players such as that, and Dunica Walsh, of course, as well, in the dressing room.
Yeah, that's I think it's a very important point in that there is, and I'm presuming Tim Murphy and his committee are aware that there is a small bit of a gamble involved here, Colin, because, you know, Peter Keane has not been a manager at an intercounty senior level, and the difference, and I'm sure he knows that, and he doesn't need me to tell him, the difference between coaching an All-Ireland winning minor team and coaching an All-Ireland winning senior team is quite literally night and day. So he's going to be looking to the dressing room, and he's going to be looking to the leaders in the dressing room, and he's going to be looking to the senior players in the dressing room, and there are at least, and I say at least, three of those that have now announced their retirement since Kerry were knocked out of the championship in August, and I wouldn't even be surprised if there was another one coming down the tracks. So in that sense, he is going to need all the experience and all the seniority you know, he can actually get, and so, you know, he will be looking. And I suppose in terms of a captaincy, and this is, you know, a bit of a hobby horse of mine, like, you know, we don't know who's going to win the county championship in Kerry this year, but we do know that the system still remains in play, that the county champions will nominate the captain to Kerry. I'm not certain that that's the best idea going forward in any situation, but I certainly believe that Peter Keane could do with a strong leader in the dressing room as captain in 2019, because he will require that sort of help to get over what, you know, will obviously be initially some difficult, you know, difficult times.
Tony Lean, thank you for joining us.